And the attack in Orlando is already playing out on the political stage. Here's Hillary Clinton speaking on CNN this morning.
We've had a number of mass shootings. This, of course, is the worst in our history. But let's not forget Sandy Hook or Aurora, Colorado. Let's not forget the 33,000 people who die with guns every year.
Donald Trump also spoke out this morning. Here he is on Fox News.
It's absolute war, but we don't have uniforms. We don't know who it is. We don't know where they're coming from. But we have a pretty good idea, and as a country, we don't do anything about it. And we better get smart, or it's only going to get worse.
Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us now. And Derek, that was the tape that we have of these candidates. It seems almost the more interesting things that they've been saying have been going out over Twitter. Donald Trump yesterday tweeting that he had received congrats, that's in quotes, about predicting the attack, and he re-upped his argument for a ban on Muslims.
Indeed, it is very striking and very telling how different the responses have been from Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Trump first responded with a series of tweets accepting congrats, as you said, for predicting the attack. This was widely criticized on Twitter, it should be said, including by some Republicans. Meghan McCain tweeted in response, "You're congratulating yourself because 50 people are dead." He reiterated that he wants to ban Muslim immigrants, saying this event justified such a proposal. It should be said that the shooter in this case was born in New York City, the city where Donald Trump lives, not an immigrant. He followed up with several even more outrageous comments. Frankly, he repeatedly said the president should resign. Obama should resign on account of his refusal to use the words radical Islamic terror, went on to suggest on Fox News that Obama might even perhaps be involved in the shooting, saying, look, quote, "we're led by a man that either is not tough, not smart, or he's got something else in mind," end quote. Hmm. It was a rather astonishing, not just single statement from Donald Trump in the last 24 hours, but series of escalatingly outrageous statements from the presumptive Republican nominee.
I was almost more surprised by a tweet that I saw after the attack was out there in the news from Trump that was unrelated to it. He said, "Clinton made a false ad about me where I was imitating a reporter groveling after he changed his story. I would never mock disabled. Shame." So that was another tweet that came out, you know, as the world was digesting what had been going on in Orlando. What about Hillary Clinton? She has said this is a tragedy that requires a serious response. We heard her talking about gun control in the introduction to this. She's also been talking more about the fact that this was an attack on gay people in this club.
Right. As far as Trump's comments were outside the boundary of expected political behavior, normal political behavior, Clinton's, I think, were firmly in bounds. Her response was, from the beginning, cautious. She called it an act of terror. She sent a message of unity in both English and in Spanish. Toward the LGBT community, she said that this was an act of terror, an act of hate, and reiterated her defense of this community, saying, quote, "we will keep fighting for your right to live freely, openly, and without fear," end quote. She also went on to say that weapons of war, like the AR-15, the gun used in this attack and in other mass shootings in the last few years, have no place in our streets. And so you saw both a response to the attack, specifically a statement of support to the people affected, and then finally a small pivot toward policy and politics.
And we heard you talking about what Donald Trump had said, and Clinton also talking about radical Islamic terrorism, that he was – Trump was angry that Obama hadn't used those words in attacks like this. But Clinton actually did do that this morning when she was pushed by CNN on that issue. Another thing I've been noticing, Derek, as I've been watching other politicians weigh in on this, is that Republicans have tended to focus really on the terrorism aspect, whereas Democrats are bringing up more of the fact that it was an attack on gays in a club in Orlando and lesbians.
That's right. I do think that your read here is accurate, that people on the right seem to be focusing overwhelmingly on the fact that this shooter placed a 911 call where he pledged support to ISIS. He has pledged support to other Islamic groups, reportedly. Meanwhile, to the left, you do have more people focusing on the victims and on the fact that this was an attack on Pulse, a very popular gay bar in Orlando. I do think that this is one case where the sort of Goldilocks moderation is kind of wise. I think that simultaneously it can be very seriously a attack motivated by support for ISIS, while at the same time being equally motivated by this person's homophobia or by other anxieties and insecurities and problems that he had with U.S. culture, gay culture, Floridian culture that we just haven't figured out yet. So on the one hand, I do think that we are beginning to see very clear clues about his motivation, both in terms of his pledge of support to ISIS and the very fact that he carried out this attack at a gay club. But also, I think that the president, Obama, is correct in saying that we don't have a clear sense of his entire motivation in this attack.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Another thing I was thinking as I was watching all this unfold yesterday is maybe sometimes it's better just not to tweet. Derek,
yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.